What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. Hello and welcome to the Productive on Purpose podcast. Are you a high-achieving woman of color who struggles with imposter syndrome, procrastination, and self-sabotage? Are you tired of going to bed each night hoping that tomorrow will be a better day, only for it to be more of the same? Are you sick of empty affirmations that make you feel good but don't actually lead to change? And are you over being shamed and yelled at to do the work with no insight as to how to get it done? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then friends, you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, an award-winning, board-certified physician and professor. I am also your purpose coach. Here on the POP Podcast, we are about actual transformation. This podcast will provide actionable strategies to help you walk in your purpose. Let's get started. What up, squad? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. So today's episode, I'll just say, came from you guys. Like, you guys were definitely the inspiration for this. I posted in my private Facebook group and I asked you guys, what is standing in between you and walking in your purpose? And you guys responded, and this was by far the number one response. So I scrapped the podcast episode that I had planned for today and decided to record this because I am here to serve you guys. And so if this is what you need, this is what I'm going to give you. And so today's episode is going to be about, how do you know what your purpose is in life? I talk a lot about walking in purpose. The whole podcast is called Productive on Purpose. And so I feel like it was definitely time for me to address this. And I had been planning on it. I have my podcast kind of scheduled out a little bit, but, you know, obviously with everything going on, I've been, you know, mixing things up. But this was the time, because I think that this global pandemic is really illuminating a lot of things. I think it is also helping us to get clarity on what is most important in life. And for so many of us, we are not walking in our purpose. And I know that that's hard to hear. And you might even have the career that you've always wanted, but that does not necessarily mean that you're walking in your purpose. And I believe that you know when you aren't, but I don't think you always know, okay, like, what do I do? How do I get clarity on that? And so that is what I wanted to share with you guys today. I'm actually really, really excited about this episode, mostly because this is what you guys wanted. And so I feel like, okay, I am really, really going to be serving you on this episode. This is one where you want to definitely eliminate all distractions and really be tuned in. I don't think you need to take notes or anything, but definitely, definitely tune in. This may be an episode where you want to listen to it more than once, because there's going to be a lot of truth bombs that I'm dropping today that you might not have heard or considered before. So plan on potentially listening to this twice, especially if you're one of the women who is basically a little confused on your purpose, or you're completely unsure. this episode, I think, is going to help clarify a lot of things for you. And so I'm really, really excited. So I asked for you guys to leave reviews, and someone did. So thank you. And I want to say thank you to NikkiT704. Thank you so much for leaving a review. It is definitely, definitely appreciated. So I wanted to read your review and, you know, show you some love. And so the review is titled Just What I Needed. And it said, this podcast is everything. As a fellow female physician of color, I didn't realize I was a struggling perfectionist and control freak until a few years ago when life changes motivated me to completely shift my life to walk in a new purpose. I was already on this journey, but Dr. Kim has given me more insight into how perfectionism shows up in my life. More importantly, she is providing strategies to overcome it. I look forward to new episodes every Monday. Thank you for this breath of fresh air. And thank you, Nikki. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your Monday routine. I got another message on Facebook from someone else who mentioned that she's an essential employee. So she's still driving into work, and she was saying that she listens to my podcast. Her routine is, I listen to your podcast when I'm driving home on Monday evenings. And I felt so incredibly blessed that you guys are incorporating me into your Monday routine. So every single Monday at 5 a.m., a new episode is recorded. Make sure you hit subscribe, because when you hit subscribe on your favorite podcast app, it will notify you when a new podcast episode drops. However, if your app doesn't do that, or if you're not sure, every single Monday, there will be an episode. I'm committed to being here for you guys every single Monday. I don't care what's going on, coronavirus, no coronavirus, I'm here for you. So every single Monday, check out a new episode. I am going to ask you guys to please continue leaving reviews. Please. It is so incredibly important, because Apple will recommend this podcast to more listeners based on the types of reviews you leave and the number of reviews. So please, 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 if you get a minute, just take a few minutes and leave a review. I really, really, really would appreciate it. One other thing I'm going to ask a favor for those of you in the squad, if you guys could just do me this favor, when you're listening to the episode, it doesn't matter what app you listen to, if you listen to it on the internet, whatever, just take a screenshot of the podcast as you're listening and upload it to your like Instagram or Facebook stories and just share it. And if you're on Instagram, you can tag me. My Instagram handle is productive_on_purpose. It's always in the show notes if you're not sure. So definitely, definitely do that. I would really, 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 really appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, y'all. So let's get into this episode. I am actually really, really excited to talk about this. So again, a bunch of you guys said to me that you're not sure exactly what your purpose is, or you have an idea, but you don't have a way to like confirm it. And so I wanted to help you out. I really think this podcast episode is going to help you and just give you clarity. But you guys know I always do things a little bit differently. I am not going to have you writing down, you know, what your passion is, or asking three people, you know, what you're good at. I do think that those things are important, but I just want to give you like the groundwork, like lay the basic principles for all of us. And this will apply to every single person who is listening to this, what your purpose is. So background, let me just take you back, give you a little bit of a story. So as you guys know, I'm a physician. And when I first started my first blog, Husband, Wife, Doctor Life, it was with my husband. This was in 2018, the spring of 2018. We were actually driving back from a trip. I'll never forget. We were driving back from like, I think it was probably like Orlando or something like that. And we were just chatting, and we were just like, you know, we should start a blog and talk about our life, because we were talking about how it can be so difficult to juggle this thing called life with work and, you know, the kids and, you know, everything else that we had going on. We didn't have any businesses or anything back then, but just like how we juggle life. And so we said, why don't we start a blog? So right there in the car, husband's driving, I pull out my phone, I registered the domain name, I, you know, got a hosting company, like did all of that on the drive. I even started our first blog post. My first blog post was about how to pack. So just hear me out, right? Hear me out, guys. My first blog post on my very first blog was about how to pack for a toddler to go on a vacation. Can you say completely night and day from what I talk about now with Pop? Completely night and day. And why did I talk about how to pack for a toddler? Because I just told you that we were coming back from a trip. We traveled to Orlando on a trip, and that was what was fresh in my mind. Like, I had this like whole methodology. I still think it's actually pretty dope. So you can still find that blog post on my website, I think. I'm pretty sure it's still there, even though I've transitioned the domain name. But that blog post, like, it was so exciting. I was like, man, this is amazing. Like, I wrote my first blog post, right? And I just started. Talk about messy first steps. Messy is just not even, does not fully encapsulate what that blog post was. It was a mess. But guess what? I did it. And 2 years later, if you would have told me in 2018 that I would have a podcast about helping high achieving women achieve their purpose, I would have been like, okay, that sounds cool. But like, how do we get from toddler packing to women walking in their purpose? Like, I didn't see that. I didn't see the path between husband, wife, doctor life and that toddler post to now. But when I look back, it's like, okay, I definitely reached a point where I was able to shift and pivot. So I want to talk about that shift and pivot and how it relates to purpose. So I'm going to come back to this. I'm going to come back to this like idea and concept of shifting and pivoting and why that's so important as you're trying to figure out your purpose. So real quick, what is the definition of purpose? I looked up the definition of purpose, and it is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. That's your purpose, right? The reason why you exist. So you guys know this. I mean, at the end of the day, you didn't have to look up the definition to know that that's what it means in terms of your purpose. And that seems so heavy. That seems big and monumental. The reason I exist, like you want me to tell you the reason I exist? I don't know why I exist. I didn't ask to be here. Like, I was just born. Like, how am I supposed to know the reason I was put on this earth? I want to help you with that. Okay, I want to give you clarity, and I hope by the end of this episode you have some clarity. Please shoot me an email. I really, really want you guys to email me. Think about emailing me or shoot me a DM, because I want to hear feedback. I want to hear feedback, or put it in the Pop group. So contact@productivepurpose.com. All my contact information will be in the show notes. So a little bit of a disclaimer. I gave this disclaimer on episode 0. So this shouldn't be new for you guys, but this podcast, this particular episode is going to be a little bit preachy. It'll be a little bit preachy if you are not, you know, familiar with the Bible, or if you are not a Christian. I encourage you to still listen, because these are practical tools and practical kind of applications for your purpose that I think will transcend whatever religion or belief system you happen to have. And if you are a Christian, a lot of the scriptures, you may have heard them before, But I hope to present a little bit of a twist on them. And so stick around. I get a little preachy here, but I'm not preaching per se. It's just stick around. It'll be good. It's going to be really, really good. I'm really excited about this episode. Okay. So I just want to give that like disclaimer. And again, my faith is a big part of who I am. And so I don't make any apologies for that. But I do just want to let those of you know who, if you're not Christian, you are still welcome. You are welcome. You are supposed to be here. And I hope to make this relevant for you as well. Okay, so the reason which something is done or created or for which something exists. Okay, that's a lot, right? Like that is a lot. So how am I supposed to know why I was created or why is I exist? Then there's another scripture, right? In Proverbs 19:21 that says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So that will make a lot of people say, like, I've heard variations, like we all have heard, a lot of us have maybe heard this scripture stated in another way, like God, like we have our plans, but like God has the final say, like that type of thing. That type of thing would often make people feel stuck and make people feel like, okay, how do I progress forward? Like, I don't want to make plans in my heart and then it not be in line with God's purpose for me. I just want to say that scripture should give you comfort. And I'm going to tell you why. That scripture should give you ultimate comfort that you have a plan, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Now, notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say many other plans in a person's heart. You need to stop planning. Stop planning everything and just trust in God. That's not what it says. It says you are going to have plans. Like God created us with that kind of like natural tendency to want to think ahead and to plan. But the Lord's purpose will prevail. That helps me to know that no matter what I decide or what I end up like, you know, planning, His purpose is going to prevail. And we're going to come back to that also, but that gives me a lot of comfort. So taking it back a step, we talked about the definition of purpose, the reason for why the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Okay. So given that definition, how will I know what my purpose is? Again, that seems like a lot. That seems like sis. Like how, I don't know why I'm here. Okay, here comes another scripture. And I truly believe that this basically is the answer. This is why you're here. This is why I'm here. This is why we were created, period. Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. That's it. That's it. Mic drop. I'm done. Podcast over. No, I'm just joking. It's not over. But that's it. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We were created to do good works. Period. That's why we were created. Full stop. End of story. That's it. There's nothing else you need to worry about or wonder about. Why am I here? Why was I made to? That's it. You were here. You were created to do good works. You were created to serve. That's it. Right? So a lot of times I find that we put this like heaviness of like my purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. My purpose, it just seems so daunting and so big. And it is big, and it is good that you're respecting God enough to say, God, I want to figure out what you want me to do. But He told you. He already told you. You're created to do good works. That's it. You are created to do good works. And so your next question is probably like, okay, but Kim, like, what does that mean? I'm created to do good works. Like, what exactly are those good works? And I hear you. And I want to give credit to one of my mentors in my head, Courtney Sanders. Check her out. I'll put her information in the show notes for you. But Courtney Sanders was the first person that I felt like really tackled this head on and made me think about this idea of my purpose and doing good works differently. So again, another scripture, when we pray, right? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? God wants us to reflect heaven. He wants heaven to be on earth. In any way that we can bring heaven to earth, we are doing good works. Any way that we can reflect God's glory on earth, we're doing good works. Now, when I say reflect God's glory or bring heaven on earth, you might be like, okay, so that means I need to quit my job and join a missionary, even though missionary work right now is going to have to be through Zoom or whatever, right? Because like the whole world is shut down. But no, like it doesn't mean that you have to go into the ministry. It doesn't mean that you have to be a preacher. It doesn't mean that you have to go to seminary school or be a theologian necessarily. Now, if you're purposed to do that and you're called to do that, that's amazing. But that might not be your calling. Think about, and I know it's hard for us because in our finite mind, we've never seen heaven. We're not sure, but God gives us kind of clues, right? In his word as to what heaven is probably like, right? I imagine, and Courtney Sanders, the way she like laid this out, I'll actually link the podcast episode where she talks about purpose. I'll link that in the show notes as well. But she was saying, you know, heaven is probably a very orderly place. We know that heaven is a place where there's no sickness and no disease. We know that heaven is a place where there's no like jealousy and backbiting. We know that heaven is a place where things get done as they're supposed to get done, right? So if we are created to do good works here on the earth and make it look like heaven, that does not necessarily mean that we have to be in the ministry or doing missionary work. I just said that heaven is probably a place where there's no sickness or disease. Well, on earth, what does that look like? That looks like helping others to be well. How do we help others to be well? Well, most of the time, it's doctors, it's nurses, it's respiratory therapists, it's dietitians, it's, you know, food service workers, it's all of the folks in the hospital system that allow, and outpatient systems as well, that allow patients to get well, right? That is doing good works. But additionally, it's not just about, okay, well, now I have to drop everything and go into healthcare. I said heaven is probably a very orderly place where things get done in a certain way and on God's timing. So let's look at the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, right, in Acts. And I didn't know this until I was like doing a little bit of background reading on this particular subject. The Apostle Paul was an entrepreneur. Now, I knew he built churches. I knew that he was, you know, basically one of the greatest apostles, wrote most of the New Testament. Like, I knew that. Did you know the Apostle Paul was a tent maker? Paul made tents. That was his profession. He was an entrepreneur. And not only was he an entrepreneur, he encouraged his church members to be entrepreneurs and to follow his example. And so here we have the kind of the big overarching purpose, right? Like purpose is to do good. That is your purpose. And there's two ways that you can fulfill your purpose. You can, again, reflect God's kingdom on earth, and or help to provide for other people's needs. In either way, we're serving. In either way, we're serving. So Paul was a tent maker. So somebody might say Paul was a tent maker, like, so tent making was his purpose? Like, that doesn't seem very purpose driven. Well, number one, people have to, back in the day, people needed tents for shelter. So he was helping to provide shelter for the individuals that he was making tents for. But even more than that, he was taking that money and providing to the necessity of his church members so that his church members would not be without, so that he could literally feed and clothe them. And that is why he was an entrepreneur. And not only was he an entrepreneur, he told his church members, like, follow in my footsteps. Not necessarily that you have to make tents, but you should be doing something so that you can help other people, so that you can help have enough money to help others. There's a saying out there in the world that I've heard, that the best thing you can do for the poor is not to become one of them. And that's not like some highfalutin, I'm going to sit on my high horse and look down at poor people. No, but it's like, I can help if I am doing something that's profitable. If I have money, then I can help others. One of my favorite scriptures, 2 Corinthians 9:11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Let me break that down. This is Paul writing this, right? So again, he's telling you to get wealth, get money, get what you need to get so that you can help others, so that others will see what you are able to accomplish. You can actually help them, and then they in turn will thank God through what you've done for them. It is an act of service to others when you walk in your purpose. And so I just want to recap what we've talked about so far. We talked about the definition of purpose. We talked about how it seems heavy, right? To like try to figure out like the reason you were created. But all we were created to do was to do good works, to reflect heaven on earth and do good works. That's it. And so I believe God gives us a lot of leeway. I truly do not believe that God is sitting in heaven looking at us and saying, no, you're not supposed to write a blog about husband, wife, doctor life. I'm going to strike you down. It's more like, I'm going to show you, like, my purpose is going to prevail. You get started, but my purpose will prevail in the end. And the way his purpose prevails is through the beginning, the starting, the walking, taking those first messy steps, and then the clarity will come. The clarity will come. It's not going to come by kind of just staying stagnant and sitting still. It's going to come through the first messy steps. The way you start is not going to be the way you end. I had no idea that I'd be sitting in front of a mic at this point. I had, like, if you told me that, like, it's bonkers to me. I mean, if you had told me that in med school, when I graduated medical school 10 years ago, that I would then, it's 10 years, a decade from now, you're going to have a podcast and own a company where you help women walk in their purpose. I would have been like, that's funny. No, I'm going to be a physician. But being a physician is what helped open up this door to becoming a podcaster. Because the imposter syndrome and the procrastination and all the things that I've dealt with and like all of that like uncertainty and anxiety literally led me to this point. It led me to this point of being able to share that with you guys. And so some would say, well, okay, so should you have not gone to med school? Absolutely not. The purpose became clear, and it doesn't negate what I did before. It doesn't negate, I mean, I'm still doing it. I didn't quit my job, guys. I'm still a doctor, very much so. In fact, about to head into the hospital in a couple of weeks to take care of COVID patients. So I'm still a physician. But let's say I eventually transition out of seeing patients full time and I'm working in POP, working in my business full time, which would be amazing. That doesn't mean that being a physician, like everything I did before, was negated. Absolutely not. In fact, that led me to where I am now. So that pivot, it's going to happen as God's true purpose becomes further revealed in your life and as it prevails, but it's not going to prevail until you get started. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you take those messy first steps. I'm here to kind of literally hold your hand and help you take those first steps. I literally just got off of the phone with a member of the squad, and we were having this exact conversation where I was helping her kind of like craft her next step. Her next step is going to be messy, especially during coronavirus. It's going to be messy, and it's not going to be her last step. And it's probably not going to end up the way that she thought it would. But his purpose will prevail in the end. So here's what, and this is a little bit of like, it's a little bit of tough love, a little bit of tough love for you guys. It's a little bit of tough love. Lack of clarity is often procrastination disguised. I know what you're thinking. You're like, but Kim, I really don't know. Like, what do you mean procrastinate? I'm not trying to procrastinate. I don't mean to call you out, sis, but just like hear me out, right? Like, okay, just hear me out. I need to lose weight. I've lost a lot of weight. You guys have heard me say I've lost over 140 pounds, but I have weight that I still need to lose. And Lord knows the weight that I gained during COVID, goodness gracious, right? All those trips to the fridge while I'm working from home, right? So I need to lose weight. So I can do this thing of, well, what diet do I go on? And I have to research. Should I do Atkins or should I do South Beach or should I do Whole30 or should I do like a meal replacement or should I just go and do like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig? And like, I have to research. Let me ask my friend who lost some weight. Let me figure this out. That whole process is really just me getting myself stuck. That whole process of like, I don't know what to do, I'm not really sure what I should do, is really just me getting stuck and like giving myself an out for being stuck and not moving forward. That's what a lack of clarity truly is. Those of us who truly don't know what our purpose is, we really feel like we don't know. But I'm here to kind of give you a little bit of leeway, right? I'm here to like free up your mind. You, as long as you are doing good works, that's it. If you are interested in starting a business where you help small businesses manage their books, is that not good works? Absolutely. Number one, you're going to collect the revenue for yourself, which hopefully you can then pour back into others, which hopefully you can then minister to other people's needs with that money. And then also you're helping other people to have a living. You're helping other people to put food on their table to feed their families. That is absolutely doing good works. If you are a marketing consultant and you want to start a business that helps small businesses, you know, monetize their social media accounts or increase their engagement, is that not doing good works? Absolutely. Because again, whatever money you make, you're blessing your family, potentially blessing other families as well with the overflow, and then helping those small businesses make enough money to put food on their table and to pay their employees. That's absolutely doing good works, 100%. And so if you're like, but I don't know, like if I want to do this or that, just start. Just take that very first step. It will become clearer to you as you move along. But what won't become clearer to you is if you just kind of sit down and say, okay, let me think about it. Let me figure it out. Let me pray about it. I mean, definitely pray, right? Pray, but like pray and move, faith and works. Put one foot in front of the other. You will get there. I promise. It will become clear because if you trust that the Lord's purpose will prevail, again, that should give you some comfort. It's gonna prevail in the end, at the end of the day, whether you want it to or not, really. Right? And so I truly believe God gives us a lot of freedom. I love this analogy that Courtney Sanders gives in her podcast episode. For those of you who are parents, and even if you're not a parent, I feel like you can picture this, right? You have a child and you go out and you buy some Play-Doh for your child and you can't wait to get, well, Play-Doh's not a good example because Play-Doh gets all over everything and it's annoying. But let's say you get some Legos. Well, Legos they hurt like heck when you step on them. I'm going to stick with Legos, but like I should have come up with a better analogy. But like, let's say you get Legos for your child, right? You bought the Legos. They're yours, right? You give them to your child, but you bought them. But you allow your child to build whatever they want and you almost take pleasure in it. Like you're kind of looking at your child like, oh wow, I wonder what this little like creature that I helped to create is gonna make from these Legos. I wonder what like this little person, like I can imagine having a mother, you know, being a mother of a college age child and like seeing your child go off to school and saying, I wonder like what they're gonna make of like all the like the resources I've given them, the experiences I've given them, you know, everything that I've built them to be. I wonder what they're gonna do with that. Like how exciting that must be. And you just kind of look at them and you're just like, yeah, go build something, go do something. Like that, it's great. And now, yes, I do believe you have to be open to hearing, like, you know, to that pivot, but it will become clear. And you don't have to see the entire path. Just take that first step. I'm here for you to help you take the first step. That's literally what my podcast is about. It's helping you move past the procrastination, the fear of failure, the feeling like an imposter, all that stuff to take that first step. All you need is that first step. That's it. That's all you need is to take that first step. Knowing that, yes, there's going to be some like obstacles and bumps along the way. Things are going to change. You're going to have to pivot. You're going to have to transition. But if you didn't take that first step, you would not know where you would end up. So like my key takeaway from this whole entire episode is like, don't sit and like wait and worry and like try to figure out what my purpose is. As long as you're doing good, something good, you're fulfilling your purpose. His purpose will reign supreme. It's gonna get worked out. But just take that messy first step. I do want to say like really quick, just like want to throw this little piece in as I like wrap up the episode. It's going to be one of the shorter episodes, right? My episodes have been pretty long lately, but like just to wrap up, You should be paid for your purpose, period. Think back to Paul. If you want to do good in this world, check out Rachel Rogers, by the way. Rachel Rogers and I are literally polar opposites. She has a podcast called Hello 7. Check out her podcast. It is amazing. She is a multimillionaire, and her entire business model is helping other women become millionaires, because what she says is, if we really want to change the world, we as women need to get some money in our pocket so we can actually put our money where our mouth is. If we want to disrupt the patriarchy and like start making moves in this world, then we need to be millionaires. Like, that's her whole like premise. That's her whole premise, right? And I just love that. But do not feel bad about making money from your purpose. Again, look at Paul. He was a tent maker. He had a profitable business. It was so profitable that he was able to minister to others, to give to others. I cannot help in the way that I want to help if I'm also struggling. So we have to kind of make a shift from like doing things in like a voluntary way to more of a, I am doing my purpose work. And that's why I call it purpose work. Purpose work, or a purpose-based business. It is okay to do purpose work and to get paid. In fact, you have to if you really want to make true change in this world. Again, that quote, and Rachel Rogers is the first person I heard say it, the best thing you can do for the poor is not to become one of them. And again, I grew up poor, so don't write emails to me saying like, you're disparaging the poor. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But especially in the society where we live in a capitalistic society. We just do. And there's certain aspects of this society that need to change. And COVID is highlighting that tremendously. And I totally get that. However, in any case, if we want to make change in this society, we have to have some funds to help fund that change. I cannot wait for the day that my loans are paid off and I can really truly fund the causes that are near and dear to my heart. Like, that's amazing. Like, that is still walking in my purpose. That is providing for other people's needs, like helping to serve my fellow man. That is doing good works. And that is reflecting God's glory here on earth. And so don't feel ashamed of wanting to make a profit from your purpose. It is okay. In fact, it is necessary and it is biblical. It is biblical to do that. Paul literally says, follow my example. Do it the way I did it. I have this business. And I'll put all the references to all the scriptures in the show notes so that you can go, because, you know, go read it for yourself. Go read it for yourself. You know, pull open your Bible, read it for yourself. But it's in there. And when I found that, man, that's so freeing. And that's so, it's so amazing that we serve a God who sees us and who knows us and I mean, it's just amazing to me that like I have a certain amount of freedom in walking in my purpose, but I have the comfort of knowing that at the end of the day, his purpose for my life is going to prevail. And so I hope that this was a helpful episode for you. Now, you might, if you didn't really fully get it, listen to it again, because there's a lot in here that you may have to digest a couple of times because it's a little bit different, right? And yes, you know, there's some other things you can do. You can ask, you know, your friends and family, like how have you helped them? And like all of that is a part of it. But the first step is just giving yourself a little bit of freedom and just saying, when I'm doing good works, I'm fulfilling my purpose. At the end of the day, his purpose will prevail. So I'm just going to take that messy first step. My entire reason for being here is to help you take that messy first step. Think back to my mom. Think back to episode 0 when I told the story of my mom writing an entire book, but never having the courage or the ability or whatever it was to get it published, to take that messy first step. I am committed to not living my life with that regret. That's my commitment. It's to living a life of purpose and to just move forward regardless. And it's scary and it's unsettling at times and sometimes even a little bit lonely, but it is doable and I want to be here for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please keep the reviews coming. And if you are interested in going on this purpose walk together to building a purpose-based business and to doing purpose work and to overcoming fear and procrastination in order to move into your purpose, then head on over to course.productivepurpose.com. You'll be on the list. And as soon as my course drops, and this is going to be a group coaching course where you'll have access to me, we'll be working together and we'll be going through these principles, and I'll help you outline exactly what your purpose is and help you overcome the anxiety and the fear to take that messy first step. To take that messy first step, sis, I'm here for you. I am here for you. We're going to do this and we're going to do this together. I love you guys so much. I pray for you guys. Just know I pray for you guys. Be safe. Stay home. If you're in New York or New Jersey or Louisiana, my heart is with you. And if you're elsewhere in the country, our surge is coming. So please, please, please stay home and stay safe. All right, guys, peace and love. Thank you for listening to the Productive on Purpose podcast. Now, take the next step. Head on over to www.productivepurpose.com to download your free Planning for Procrastinators workbook. It's time to start walking in our purpose, y'all. I'll catch you on the next episode.